So, are you ready for burgers?
I'm ready for burgers.
Okay.
Yeah. Skilo in the house. Giving shots out to all the homies out there. You know how we do it. Six bows. Rag tops. Cadillacs. This is how it sounds.
Two men.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Mark,
and Chris Zeke Hand.
You got to be a Big Mac, McGillity, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet, a bitch, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy meal. Milkshake, black coke, big or large, the smaller size, chicken oriental with salad on the side. I'm a Big Mac, McGillity, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet, a bitch, a hamburger.
Good day, and welcome to episode 7, part 2 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand are having beers at Le Saint Bach, anticipating the short trek up the hill to La Mer à Boire for their burgers. Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
peruses the menu at Le Saint Bach and almost reaches Nirvana upon discovering that not only does Le Saint Bach serve a plain burger, but that it is a third of a pound as well. He does not quite become one with the universe because he then reads the price. Zeke, too, discovers that Le Saint Bach has what he considers perfection on a bun, described within its menu as well. However, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zekehand, refuse these temptations and insist on eating at La Mer à Boire. Le Saint Bach is located at 1749 Saint-Denis. It is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. on weekdays and 1 p.m. on weekends. Their phone number is 514-680-8052, and their website is www.lesaintbach.com. La Mer à Boire is at 2049 Saint-Denis and is also open 7 days a week from noon Tuesday through Friday and 2 p.m. all other days. The phone number is 514-282-7448, and their website is amerabar.com. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
So, what can you tell me about this burger we're going to have tonight?
I've heard lots more about their beer than I've heard about their burgers, right. Although, yeah, they're sort of two major places that I sort of did the research to come up with the initial burger list, which was one humongous burger thread on Chowhound.
Okay, I've seen it.
And
I think I contributed to it.
And I think I did as well. And somebody piped up the lamb burgers at La Mer à Boire are really good.
All right.
And so I just filed that away.
Okay.
And then realized that, yeah, no, as far as being a beer drinker, I'd never been there and realized their beers are supposed to be very, very good as well.
We'll find out very soon. Do you know if they have other burgers as well or just the lamb burgers?
No, they have other burgers. It's there looking at the website. It's that, yeah, they have a selection of burgers, but they don't go into detail about them. They don't have their menu online.
Right.
They have, I think, their beer menu online, which would be appropriate.
And it is a drinking place, so yeah, I guess that's appropriate.
No, it was one of the things about sort of say, okay, let's meet at Le Saint Bach and then go to La Mer à Boire. Realize that we could, conceivably for the next one, just flip it around.
There you go.
If the beer is good enough.
Me there, come here.
And then on the walk here, I then realized, oh yeah, and the block away is La Prairie.
There you go.
This
That's
could
right.
be potentially given.
This could be Burger Central.
Montreal Burger Central.
There you go.
Because this place, Le Saint Bach, has 12 burgers.
Is that right?
Have you seen the menu?
I did not see the menu, but I got to say, when I walked in, man, I was really smelling some meaty goodness.
Uh-huh.
Somebody nearby was eating some kind of something, and it was nice.
It's a long menu. You don't need to. It's somewhere about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through, they hit the burger.
No, 10 pages is this menu. Salad.
There's the hamburgers. There's the hamburgers.
We have the Bidou Burger. Okay, I'm not going to read this whole burger menu. But
no, but notice that they got one you're going to like.
Ah, just a plain burger. A plain burger for $10. $10, I want like a plain burger, you know, and I don't know, a compliment and you know, a kiss on the cheek. But does that come with fries, Jason?
Up at top is what they explain what comes with it.
This is nice. It's a third-pound burger. Was I not saying recently that the ideal size for a burger patty is one-third pound?
Mm-hmm.
Quarter pound's too small, half pound's too big, third-pound burger. Perfect. So they got their secret spices, marinated in beer. That's a good sign. You know, served with blah, 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 all the usual condiments and stuff. And you can get it with salad or beer. A salad or fries. A la bière. So they have, like, beer fries.
Yes, I know.
Whatever that is. Them.
And there you flip down to the bottom. And that's the one that I probably would order.
The ultimate burger of St. Bach. It's a double burger. That's two-thirds of a pound. With cheddar cheese and bacon. A big Italian sausage. Oh, God. It had a hot sauce. I got to do that. It sounds great, but too much. The Judah burger. Anyway, we're not going to get into the burgers. We will come here for the burgers for sure. I can tell you absolutely right now that's got me thinking burgers. The lamb burgers at the place we're going, Amaro Bar. Did I say that right?
Yeah, do you know what it means, by the way?
Yeah, it was explained to me one time, and I forget. It's one of those, do you know where you're... It's one of those, it's a subtle play on words.
Okay.
And, it's a subtle play on words. That's all I know, but I don't remember what the subtle play on words is.
When we get there, we can ask.
There you go.
But you're saying the lamb burger.
The lamb burger sounds intriguing. I mean, I personally prefer a beef burger, but maybe I'll be willing to try something different.
I don't think I've ever had a lamb burger.
I'm not a big fan of lamb. You know, I eat lamb occasionally. I've actually, in recent years, I've been eating it more. For some reason, I just find it's a little nicer. And not this isn't product placement, but I prefer Quebec lamb to the famous New Zealand lamb. There's actually sort of an aroma.
Okay.
A gamey aroma that comes from the New Zealand and Australian lamb that you don't get in the local lamb.
Well, there is, I know with steaks you need to age them. Lamb, my understanding is you don't want it aged.
Yeah.
And could it be the sort of thing where New Zealand lamb,
by the time he gets there,
just by definition, either needs to be frozen and moved.
Could be that.
Or if it's fresh New Zealand lamb, still needs to be moved, and it's going to take at least a day.
Could be that. You know, it could also be that with a combination of the food it eats, you know, the breed of lamb, blah, blah, blah. But there is I find Quebec lamb is a little lighter on the aroma.
Okay. I've never done the sort of comparison. I do like lamb. My sister adores lamb.
A lot of people do. I was for a while at home with my famous burgers that I make in the summer on my grill in the backyard. I was making what I called blam burgers. It was a combination of beef and lamb. I don't remember what mix I used to use. I think it was two-thirds beef, one-third lamb.
Okay.
And the idea of the lamb was basically just to throw an extra little oomph in there.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were kind of good. I like them. It's one of those things, whenever you take something that you really cherish, though, and you start gussing it up with something else, you know, especially when you combine two things, you run the risk of it being neither one nor the other.
That's why I was like, my idea of just doing a recipe once and never doing it again. There's no real attachment to anything other than that instant, that moment, and it isn't, I'm making my famous macaroni and cheese. No. I'm making this dish, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, so sorry.
You're a very unsentimental person there, Chris.
With regards to what I cook, yes.
The trouble I'm having tonight is that I really have no preconceived notions about the place we're going to, which, you know, from the point of view of bringing your palate to an eating experience, I guess it's a good thing. But from the point of view of having something to talk about, it's not so great.
Well, to me, it's the sort of thing where I imagine, given how close Le Saint Bach is to Le Mer au Boire, and that Le Mer au Boire is the one that's known for its beer, Le Saint Bach is, despite this being a mighty tasty beer.
Yeah.
And yeah, is yours Le Saint Bach?
Yeah, you
want
to try some? Go ahead, take a sip.
Okay, thank you.
Now, as a honey nut.
Yes,
ale, it's
perfectly
good.
Very honey.
Yeah, very honey, very nutty. Yeah. It's, you know, is it my favorite beer I've ever had ever? No, but Is it a good sipping beer to sit around and sip? Yeah, no, it's fine. I like it.
But I would just be thinking in terms of, I don't know whether it would be the PR company that La Mera Bar has hired so as to give them a higher profile, or if the actual stuff is higher quality, but somehow they do have a higher profile than this place.
They've also been around longer.
Not that much longer.
Oh, they have been around for a long time. They have been there since about 1997.
And I would imagine this place is like 2001.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen this place before.
It's downstairs, and it's right next to a strip club.
Thank you for listening to part 2 of episode 7 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand's beer stop at Le Saint Bach before they visit La Mer à Boire for the burgers. Next week, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, discovers what La Mer à Boire means in English. He also checks out the bathrooms at Le Saint Bach. And then recites the menu at La Mer à Boire. Our heroes discover that La Mer à Boire serves something called a grilled rabbit burger, but neither one of them orders it.
What's up, Doc?
So don't touch that dial, screen, browser, or mouse, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume Episode 7, Part 3 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, you can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Fred Slide and Skilo for the music, and you for listening.